today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. I'm so glad you could join us today and hope you'll stay with us through our program. We're going to be in the little book of Philippians. We've been looking at how the church was started at Philippians, and now Paul writes to them. He was in prison when he wrote this letter, and so we're going to be looking at the book of Ephesians and what Paul had to say to them. Paul and his missionary team had been going throughout the region, starting churches, and they ended up at Philippi. And there they started a church with Lydia, remember the seller of purple? Possibly that little damsel that was following them around and pestering them. And then thirdly, the jailer and perhaps his family. So join us as we consider his word today. I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. And I hope you have yours. If you haven't, just contact us. These are great little pocket journals. You can slide right in your shirt pocket, carry in your purse. I carry mine to prayer meeting on Wednesday night, and I write down all the prayer requests and keep track of them and pray for them all week long. And so these are great little journals. Three ways you can get them. First of all, just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can go to the website at considerhisword.org and click on Contact Us, and we get those messages. And then thirdly, just write to us directly. In fact, most of our requests come through the mail. And so you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. I'll give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. We look forward to hearing from you. Now remember, when you write, give us an address where we can send you your free, absolutely free, prayer journal, and also tell us where you're hearing this broadcast today. Now let's get to the book of Philippians. Paul had been starting churches through the region, started the church here at Philippi. He, and he's not alone. He had some help. Timothy, I think, that was there with him, and Luke, I think, was with him, and a couple others. We know Silas was with him, and they were going through and starting these churches. And so now Paul finds himself in prison at Rome. And he's writing back to this little church, and it's a very encouraging letter. In fact, many people, their favorite verses come right out of the book of Philippians. He speaks of, in the book, he speaks of being in bonds. In chapter 1, in verse 7, he says, "Even as meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, y'all are partakers of my grace." He mentions also again in verse 13 about being in bonds. Yeah, he said here in chapter 1, he said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." I think Paul knew that he would not escape Rome alive and that he would be martyred there. And certainly he was. Life was ended there in the city of Rome. Now, in the book of Philippians, his book is very encouraging. When he wrote to this little church, he was not solving a problem like he did at Corinth. I remember the issues that they had there, or the problems they had at Galatia with the false gospel. And so it's a very encouraging book. In fact, 11 times he uses the word rejoice. The word joy he uses 6 times. And in Christ, he mentions 37 times. It's really amazing. And some of our most favorite verses are found here in this book. We look at chapter 4 and verse 6 and 7. It's often quoted where he said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." What a promise. And remember, what a promise from a man writing from prison. Also in verse 8, go down a little bit further, he said, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." How encouraging he is. And then what about verse 13? "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And verse 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory." I don't know. I don't know the statistics, but I think perhaps besides the Psalms that Philippians is one of the most quoted books in the Bible. People find it so encouraging and such a blessing in the things that he wrote to them. Now, I want to go back and look at the introduction. This is kind of where he really begins to encourage them and talk to him. Let's go ahead and read a number of verses here. I'm going to start in chapter 1, verse 1. He said, "Paul and Timotheus," that would be Timothy, "the servants of Jesus Christ to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me," or fit for me, "to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both my bonds and in the deference and confirmation of the gospel, y'all are partakers of my grace." What an encouraging letter. I think Paul remembers the good times that he had in Philippi. In verse 3, he said, "I thank my God upon every remembrance of you." And I can imagine Paul sitting back and reflecting on that morning. He and some of the other folks that were with him, some of the other men that were with him, went down to the riverbank. And went down because they had heard about a prayer meeting, and there they met Lydia and her family. And then as they walked through town, how aggravating it was for that girl to follow them around. The things she were saying were right, but oh, how annoying it got, and Paul cast a demon out of her that caused some trouble there in the city. I can imagine him remembering sitting in jail and singing at midnight when that earthquake came. And he told him, "I thank God for you." And he said, "I thank God every time I think about you." He said, "I thank God for you." He's convinced that God will see his work through to the end. In verse 6, he said, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." God had started a work here in Philippi. And you know, God has started a work in your life, and God's going to see that through. You know, God doesn't abandon us and just leave us. God doesn't start something in us and maybe call us to a ministry and then at some point give up on us. Now, he said, "I would never leave you. I'll never forsake you." And whatever the work he begun in you, he's going to see it through. You know what? It's not God that gives up on us. It's us that sometimes give up on God. And I want to encourage you to be faithful and just keep trusting the Lord and keep walking with the Lord. You know, notice that it's he that began the good work, and that it's God that will see it through to the end. One of the things I think that he said to them, and I think that as he thinks about the times that he had with them and how he was thankful for them, he said, I have you in my heart. Have you ever known someone like that? I mean, they're just in your heart. You think about them. And I'm not talking about in a romance sense, but perhaps in a ministry partner sense, or perhaps a pastor or someone that you're concerned about, somebody that you know that's living for God and Maybe they're going through some hard things and you just think about them. He said, I have you in my heart. Notice in verse 7, he said that you're partakers of my grace. It's like you're here with me in my bonds and in my defense of the gospel. He said, it's almost like you're with me and that you're here helping me. And it's like he senses that they're there with him and behind him and helping them. But you see, it goes further than that, because he goes on to say, he said, I long for you in verse 8, for God is my record, how greatly I long after you, all in the bowels of Jesus Christ, or in the love of Christ. I'm sure Paul would much rather be with them at Philippi than he would where he is at the moment in prison. Now, I'm not saying God didn't perhaps have him at Rome and God was using him at Rome, but he was thinking of these people and he longed to see them. You know, the word bowels here is kind of an interesting King James word. It means comes from a very deep place of affection. Have you ever heard somebody say, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, or I love you from the bottom of my heart, or something like that? It's kind of a similar thing of that from deep down inside, he loved these people. He loved this church. He wanted to be with them. He wanted to encourage them. You go over in chapter 4 and verse 1, he said, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. You can just feel and sense his affection for these people. He calls them his dearly beloved, long for, joy and crown. And he encourages them to stand fast in the Lord. I'm sure I can just imagine that Paul would rather be with these people than where he's at in prison. Now, he's been encouraged in prison. Timothy is there with him. He speaks of that in the beginning of the book, that Timothy is there helping him. But, oh, how he had loved to be with these people. I'm sure you have moments like that. Maybe you're thinking of a church, or perhaps it was on a missions trip of your own. Or perhaps in a camp somewhere that you went, and, oh, you'd just love to be there with those people again. Maybe it's your own family, and you can recall those days when things were going so great, and it seemed like things were good, and God was blessing, and you just remember those things. You know, I think we kind of do that sometime. It's Father's Day weekend, and we want to shout out to our dads and say, Happy Father's Day. Hope you have a great day and have a great weekend. And sometimes I think it's around our dads we think of those days. Well, our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Till next time.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. Word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.